Hey, listeners, get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road, work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio.
Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is to ramp up the amount of time you spend on something that matters to you. Add one more hour. You will become better at just about anything by doing more of it. Not perfect by any means, but better. And in many cases, the improvement won't be small. So when I first started blogging many years ago, it wasn't always easy to come up with an idea and write a few hundred words about it in a short period of time. But I kept doing it. I kept doing a lot of it. Instead of doing the bare minimum 1 to 2 posts per week that people suggested at the time, I spent another hour or so per week on it and posted about 4 times per week. Then, at some point a few years later, I took a gig that involved writing quick pieces about newsy topics. I was amazed at how quickly I could crank out a few hundred words. It seems that writing 200-500 word posts per year makes it easy to write 500 words on command. Seems straightforward, right? And yet, much of the time when we are trying to get better at something, we overlook an obvious tactic, which is to start doing more of whatever it is we are aiming to improve at. Even just an extra hour a week can make a big difference. If you are a normal speed runner and you want to be a faster runner, there are various types of speed work you can do and probably some strength training and such that will help. But if you were running 15 miles a week, and you work up to running 21 miles a week by running 6 more 10-minute miles, so that's another hour, you will probably start to get faster just through sheer repetition. Your body will figure out ways to move more efficiently, and your aerobic capacity will increase. I would like to improve as a singer. I have thought about taking voice lessons, and I know that would be helpful because I've done it in the past. But I have also realized that if I practice various vocal exercises and breathing exercises and simple songs for another hour each week beyond my choir practices, that will help too. I can add an extra hour of practice whether I find the right teacher and work that into my schedule or not. Now, none of this is meant to diminish the importance of smart practice or seeking the advice of professionals. But volume itself is a pretty efficient teacher. And given that most of us aren't devoting 40 hours a week to our various hobbies or even to the professional skills we'd like to improve at, an extra hour can be a lot. 1 hour out of the 168 hours we all have each week isn't much. But spending an extra hour each week learning a foreign language would get you to fluency much faster. Spending an hour a week speaking in front of people would make you a good public speaker pretty quickly. Spending an extra hour practicing a musical instrument would likewise make learning difficult music feel far more doable. We often have grand designs for getting better at things, and those are fine. But if it is taking a long time to bring those plans to fruition, start with just adding an hour to your schedule. See how it goes. My guess is that the improvements won't be small. And that just might motivate you to take the next step. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Hey, everybody. I'd love to hear from you. You can send me your tips, your questions, or anything else. Just connect with me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Before Breakfast Pod. That's B-E, the number 4, then breakfast, P-O-D. You can also shoot me an email at beforebreakfastpodcast@iheartmedia.com. That before breakfast is spelled out with all the letters. Thanks so much. I look forward to staying in touch. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Hey, listeners. I know you love mornings. And with nearly 300 beaches in Puerto Rico, each one is a reason to wake up early and catch a picture-perfect sunrise. Puerto Rico has nearly 300 miles of coastline, and the island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches and beaches perfect for water sports. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.